And now for an athletic contest that's drawing a huge audience in Canada by putting reality TV on ice. Battle of the Blades started last month on Canadian public television, and it has proved wildly popular with its live ice skating competition that pairs figure skaters with former players from the National Hockey League. We sent Anita Elash to find out what all the excitement is about.
The Canadian public broadcaster, CBC TV, is known for its news programs and documentaries. But this season, viewers on Sunday and Monday night are watching this.
Live from Maple Leaf Gardens, it's Battle of the Blades and the Monday night skate-off! Here we go, Latino theme week! Kurt, let's get ready to rumble!
Those are the MCs, Ron McLean, who does the play-by-play for Saturday night hockey games, and world figure skating champion Kurt Browning. This is the elimination round in week three of Battle of the Blades. Based on the previous night's performance, the two worst couples have been chosen for a skate-off.
Very good. Yes, indeed. Two pairs will step into the ring, and the judges tonight can save only one.
Oh, you're so serious.
As you might expect, the crowd goes wild as the first couple steps onto the ice and starts to rumba.
When marimba rhythms start to play.
But they're knocked out by the competition. Former Toronto Maple Leafs tough guy Ty Domi and Canadian Olympic figure skater Christine Huff Sweeney. They samba their way into Judge Dick Button's heart.
Ty, you really pulsated tonight. And I don't mind saying so.
It's a familiar format for reality TV, but this show is pulling at Canadian remote controls like almost no other locally grown program. When it debuted, nearly 2 million people watched. That's nearly twice as many as follow the CBC's most popular Sunday night drama. The fans who've come to watch say they were skeptical at first, but Tamara Cartwright says she's been won over.
One of the things is to see these big burly guys try and do some of the finesse. And who would ever have thought Ty Domi, who's the fighter, is now doing these arabesque and twisting around and holding as a love story. I think all Canadians are in shock of that one.
The show's popularity may be no surprise, given the amount of ice that forms during long Canadian winters. But executive producer Kevin Albrecht says it was tough to convince hockey players they could figure skate. He first approached Ty Domi 2 years ago.
His conversation with me went like all of the conversation with the hockey players. The first 10 minutes was kind of a look of disbelief in their eyes, just going, you know, is this a joke? Are you kidding me?
Albrecht finally signed up 8 former NHL hockey players and asked them all to exchange their hockey skates for figure skates. Montreal Canadian Claude Lemieux laced up his in September and has practiced with a team of coaches every day since. Today he's perfecting an overhead lift and reviewing it on tape.
See, that part's not good right there.
Lemieux says that during his first performance, he felt as much pressure as during a Stanley Cup final. Now he says the romantic songs are easy, but the fast ones are still tough.
When it's grooving and the hands are going and the head and the hips and the feet and the lifts, there's a lot of moving parts to it. It adds a little bit of pressure.
All that grooving is getting some attention outside Canada, too. Albrecht says he's received calls from Russia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, and the U.S. for producers who want the right to copy his idea. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.